This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomin. In the U.S., the White House has issued a statement saying that President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain current funding levels for most programs, avoiding a government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic and just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration also deciding this week that it plans to allow only 15,000 refugees to settle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The U.S. State Department said the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in. As increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals, under U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees that it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately set by the White House. The Trump administration has also proposed including a $20 billion extension in aid for the battered airline industry in a new stimulus proposal to House Democrats and worth over $1.5 trillion. American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the largest U.S. carriers, said they were beginning furloughs of over 32,000 workers on Thursday as hopes faded for a last-minute bailout from Washington. U.S. airlines have been pleading for another $25 billion in payroll support to protect jobs for a further 6 months after the current package, which banned furloughs, expired at midnight. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his suspected poisoning, but he stressed that he was not afraid. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin in August after falling ill on a domestic flight. He received treatment for what Germany said was poisoning by a potentially deadly nerve agent before he was discharged in September. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Members of a pro-democracy group marched towards the Hong Kong Exhibition Center, calling for the release of all political prisoners Thursday morning as the city prepares to celebrate the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. Dozens of police officers walked alongside veteran pro-democracy activist Leung Kwok Hung, League of Social Democrats Chairman Raphael Wong, and two other activists who held a banner that read, "There is no National Day celebration, only national mourning." A national security law was imposed by Beijing on June 30th. It punishes what authorities see as subversion, secession, foreign interference, and terrorism with up to life imprisonment. Critics of the law say it erodes any remaining freedoms the former British colony has, while supporters say it will bring stability after last year's anti-government protests. Turkish authorities detained 19 people, including two Kurdish deputy mayors in the northeastern province of Kars, as part of a terrorism-related operation. This, according to state-owned media reporting on Thursday. The detainees included local party heads from the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party and municipality council members in the province. The authorities detained suspects as they were determined to have aided Kurdistan Worker Party members. There are approximately 1,013,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with nearly 34 million confirmed infections. The United States, Brazil, and India continue to be the world's hotspots in both deaths and infections. Meantime, Australia's coronavirus hotspot state, Victoria, reported its 800th death from the virus Thursday. But low case numbers raise the prospect of a COVID-normal 2021 without lockdowns or social restrictions. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters in Melbourne, "We're confident we'll be able to build a COVID-normal Christmas and a COVID-normal summer." Victoria, the country's second most populous state, accounts for 90% of all national COVID-19 deaths in Australia. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.